안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
우리만의 특별 잔치 같습니다.
It's like as if we're having our own special party.
정말 음악회 왔는지 집회 왔는지 구분이 안 갑니다.
I cannot tell whether we're at a music concert or at a crusade.
그라시아서 노래 늘 잘하는 줄 알지만.
I knew always that the Gracias that they sing well.
뉴욕 와서 너무 더 좋아진 거.
But I think here in New York it's so much better even.
특히 이 예배당이 음량을 잘 만들어주는 것 같습니다.
And especially I think this chapel here makes the sounds really nice.
제가 노래에 취해가 지금 무슨 얘기를 해야 하는지 잘 모르겠어요.
I'm lost in the music so I don't know what to talk about now.
여러분 행복하십니까?
Everyone, are you happy?
예. 성경 말씀은
The words of the Bible
굉장히 놀라운 힘이 있습니다.
It is an amazing power.
그 말씀이 여러분 마음 안에 들어가면
And when those words enter your heart
마약 중독자나
or a drug addict
도박꾼이나
or a gambling addict
알코올 중독자
or alcoholic
게임 중독자나
or a game addict
누구든지 새로운 마음을 받습니다.
No matter who they are, they're able to gain a new heart.
전에하고 전혀 다른 마음에서 그 마음에 만들어집니다.
A world of the heart completely different from before begins to form in them.
전 지난 한 50몇 년 동안
For the last 50 some years
수많은 사람들이 변화되는 걸 봤어요.
I've seen so many people changing.
너무너무 지금도 제가 놀랄다.
And even now for me it's so amazing.
어떻게 그 말씀 한마디가 들어가서
How could that one word enter in
사람을 그렇게 바꾸는지
and change a person so much
전 늘 신기한 경험들을 하고 있어요.
And I'm always experiencing these amazing things.
하나님의 말씀은 살았고
The word of God is alive.
우리의 모든 삶을 바꿀 수 있는
And amazingly could change our whole life.
우리의 마음을 정말 바꾸는 놀라운 힘을 가지고 있어요.
And it has that amazing power to change our whole life.
저는 성경 말씀을 사랑합니다.
So I love the words of the Bible.
오늘 아침에도 그 이야기를 요한복음 8장을 통해서 이야기하겠습니다.
And this morning as well, I want to talk about these through John chapter 8.
요한복음 8장을 찾으시고
Please open to John chapter 8.
요한복음 8장은 단순한 이야기입니다.
John chapter 8 is a very simple story.
어떤 여자가 가늠하다가 잡혔습니다.
There was a woman caught in the act of adultery.
가늠하다 잡히면 그 당시에 돌에 맞아 죽기 때문에.
And at the time, if you commit adultery, you were to be stoned to death.
바리새인들이 돌로 때리치기 위하여 데리고 가고 있습니다.
And the Pharisees and the scribes were taking her to stone her.
가다가 그들이 생각했습니다.
And on the way, they thought.
아 여자를 예수님께 데려가 보자.
Let's bring this woman to Jesus.
예수는 죄인을 사랑한다고 하는데.
And Jesus says that he loves sinners.
그럼 이 여자를 뭐라고 말할까?
Then what will he say about her?
그들이 예수님께 데려왔습니다.
And so they brought her before Jesus.
그리고 말합니다.
And then they said,
선생님 이 여자가 가늠하다 현장에 잡혔습니다.
Master, this woman was taken in the act of adultery.
모세는 율법 이런냐 돌로 치라면 선생은 어떻게 말하겠어요?
Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned, but Master, what sayest thou?
예수님께서 손가락 땅에 글씨를 쓰셨습니다.
And Jesus with his finger wrote on the ground.
일어나서 말씀하셨습니다.
And then he got up and he said,
너 이제 죄 없는 자가 먼저 이 자를 돌로 치라.
He that is without sin, let him first cast the stone at her.
그 이야기 그들이 모두 양심의 가책을 받아서
And upon hearing those words, they were all pricked in their conscience.
어른으로서 젊으니까 하나씩 하였다.
And beginning at the eldest, even to the last, they left one by one.
예수와 그 여자만 남았어.
And only Jesus and the woman remained.
예수님께서 여자에게 말씀하셨습니다.
And then Jesus said to the woman,
여자 너를 고소하던 그들이 어디냐?
Woman, where are those thine accusers?
너를 친 자가 돌로 너를 정죄한 자가 없느냐?
And hath no man condemned thee?
여자 주여 없습니다.
And she answered, No man, Lord.
나 너를 정죄하지 않으러 가서 다시 죄를 범치 마.
And neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
이 이야기 단순한 이야기 다합니다.
And these are very simple words, and this is
신기한
it.
것은
But the amazing thing is,
창세기 보면 하나님 태초에 천지를 창조하시니라.
In the Genesis, it says God created the heaven and the earth.
땅이 혼돈하고 하며 허름 깊음 위에 있고.
The earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep.
하나님의 신은 수면에 무너졌어.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
그 어둠이 가득 찼는데.
That place was full of darkness.
하나님 말씀하셨습니다.
But God said.
빛이 있어라.
He said, "Let there be light."
그 말씀이 땅에 임하면서
And as those words came to the earth
순식간에 그 많은 어둠이 어디 간지 없어져
And very quickly we don't know how but that whole darkness disappeared
하나님은 땅은 심는 채 열매는 과목을 내
And God said let the earth bring forth herb yielding seed and fruit yielding
seed 지금도 말씀이 어떻게 해서 그렇게 잘 모르지만
And we don't know what exactly the word did
하나님의 말씀은 모든 걸 바꾸는 힘이 있습니다.
But the word of God has the power to change all things.
요한복음 8장 우리 이야기 읽습니다.
And we read the words of John chapter 8.
예수님 앞에 나타난 그 무리들.
Those people who came before Jesus.
가늠한 여자 돌로 치여 돌을 들고.
They had stones to strike the woman taking adultery.
분노하면서,
and they were angry.
이 여자 죽여야 돼.
This woman should die.
이제 우리 동네를 다 더럽혀.
This woman defiles our village.
나쁜 여자야.
She's a terrible
죽여,
woman.
죽여, 그런 사람.
Kill her, kill her. That's what they were saying.
예수의 저의 말씀 한마디 했어요.
And but Jesus quietly said.
여러분 가운데 죄 없는 자가 먼저 여자를 돌로
치. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
그 사람들 마음에.
In the hearts of these people.
여자 분노와 증오가 있고.
They had rage and hatred. And they were full of rage to strike her with stone and kill her. And but in a moment, Jesus, he quickly killed off that rage. And then they felt ashamed. That's right.
어떻게 그 사람들의 마음을 그렇게 바꿀 수가 있는?
How was it that their hearts were changed like this?
너무 신기했어.
It's so amazing.
막 죽여라, 죽여야 돼.
They were saying, "Kill her, kill her. She needs to die."
그런 사람들이.
That's what they were doing.
예수의 말씀 한마디가 들어가면서.
But after one word of Jesus entered in,
변하는 겁니다.
They changed.
가늠한 여자 마음도 역시 그렇습니다.
And same thing with the heart of the woman taking adultery.
얼마나 주여 막 두려워하고 슬퍼하고 괴로워하고 그랬는데.
She was in fear, sadness, and suffering.
예수님이 그 여자가 가까이 다가왔습니다.
And Jesus came and approached her.
여자를 고소하던 그들이 어디 있느냐?
Woman, where are those thine accusers?
너를 정죄한 자가 없느냐?
Hath no man condemned thee?
아무도 없어 주여 없습니다.
And she looked, there was no one, no man, Lord.
나도 너를 정죄하지 않고 다시 죄를 범죄.
Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more.
그 여자 마음의 두려움, 근심, 슬픔 그 다 떠나버렸어.
The fear, worries, concerns of her heart were all gone.
하늘을 말할 수는 감사 그 여자 마음.
And she began to be filled with unspeakable thankfulness in her heart.
시간이 많이 간 게 아닙니다.
And it's not like a lot of time passed.
그 여자 마음에 전혀 그런 마음이 없어졌어.
And that heart completely disappeared from her heart.
하나님의 말씀이
When the word of God
바꾸는 건 너무 놀라.
It's so amazing how the word of God changes people. I think it was 1979. At the time. There's one person at my church came to see me. And I could tell there was something wrong with him. And he told me that he's a leper. He said that he's a pastor of a leper church.
목사님 이야기를 듣고 왔는데.
Pastor, I've heard about you, so I have come here.
우리 교회 와서 집회 한번 해주시겠습니까?
Pastor, could you come to my church and hold a conference?
그러시오.
Sure.
달력을 놓고 날짜를.
And so we opened up the calendar and tried to set the dates.
그때 12월 중순께 날짜가 있었습니다.
And then we had the dates available for mid-December.
이 날짜 좋습니까?
Are these dates okay?
아 예, 좋습니다.
He said, sure, that'd be great.
그래서 이제 날짜를 정하고 제가 가기로 했습니다.
And we decided the dates, and I decided to go there.
목사님이 저에게 얘기했어요.
And then that pastor said to me,
목사님 꼭 오셔야 합니다.
Pastor Park, you have to come.
네, 갈게요.
Yeah, I'll be there.
안 오시면 안 됩니다.
The pastor, you have to come.
네, 간다고 그러잖아요.
Yeah, I said I'll be there.
목사님 꼭 오셔야 돼요.
Pastor, you have to come.
예, 네, 갈게요.
Yes, I'll be there.
그 목사님이 입을 열었어요.
And then that pastor said.
사실은 저들이
Actually,
한 달 전에 집회하기로 결정을 했어요.
We were supposed to have a conference one month ago.
어떤 목사님이 오시기로 결정하고
And then it was decided that a pastor would come.
집회 준비를 했어요.
And we got ready for the conference.
딱 집회 일주일 앞두고
But one week before the conference,
전화 왔습니다.
We got a phone call.
바빠서 못 간다.
Oh, I'm too busy to come.
우리 교회 성도들은 전부 분노했어요.
And the members of our church were so upset.
바쁘긴 뭐가 바빠.
Busy, busy with what?
목사가 말씀 전하고부터 바쁜 게 어디 있어?
What's more important to a pastor than preaching the word?
우리 더러운 나환자니까.
No, because we're dirty lepers.
그래서 안 오는 거지.
That's why he doesn't want to come.
나환자 하나님 말씀 들을 자격도 없나?
What? Are lepers not allowed to listen to the word of God?
온 교회가 막 소동이 나고 난리가 나.
The whole church was upset and angry.
그래서 막 목사님 너무 어려워.
And it was a very difficult time for that pastor.
아니,
and so they set another date. And they picked me to come.
그 이야기라.
And he told me that that had happened.
목사님.
Pastor.
목사님까지 안 오시면.
Pastor, if you also don't come.
우리 교회는 하나님에 대한 신뢰가 떨어집니다.
Then my church will lose our trust in God.
제가 갈게요.
I'll be there.
아, 그 꼭. 오셔.
Pastor, you have to come.
예, 하늘이 두 조각 나도 갈게요.
Even though heaven split in two, I'll be there.
약속을 했어요.
And I promised him.
꼭 갈게요.
I'll be there.
목사님 안심이 안 되는 거예요.
And the pastor still didn't feel safe.
잠깐 밖에 나가실까요?
He said, "Shall we go out?"
좋습니다, 갑시다.
Okay, let's go.
그 목사님이 다니시는 단골 식당이나.
And there is a restaurant that that pastor frequents.
중심을 대접하겠다.
And he treated me to lunch.
여러분 그때 저희들은.
You know, everyone back then.
한국 사람들 제일 친해야 할 사람 두 사람 있는.
You know, there are two people that Koreans should be most close with.
사인당 신씨하고.
You know, 신사임당.
그 다음에 세종대왕하고.
And King Sejong.
아시죠?
You know who they are.
한국 돈에.
On the Korean money bills.
5만원짜리에 신사임당 얼굴이 있습니다.
On the $50 bill is the face of 신사임당.
요즘 한국은 여자 파워가 세졌어요.
And in Korea nowadays, women have the power.
세종대왕은 만원짜리고.
And then King Sejong's on the $10 bill.
사임당 신씨는 5만원이에요.
And 신사임당, she's on the $50 bill.
세종대왕은 다섯 배나 파워가 있어요.
And so the woman is 5 times stronger than the man.
그때 저는 세종대왕이나 사임당 신하고 전혀 아련을 못해 친하지 못했어요.
Back then, I had no relations and did not get along at all with King Sejong or 신사임당 back then.
주로 이제 사귀는 거북선.
You know, usually I'd had just the turtleship, the coins.
다보탑.
You know, the 다보타워.
다보탑은 10원짜리 나오는 동전이 나오고.
You know, 다보탑, it's only on the penny, the little coin.
거북선은 50원짜리 나오고.
And the turtleship, it's on the 5 cent.
정말 제가 처음에 LA 왔을 때,
you know, when I first came to LA,
LA 갈비가 얼마나 싸던지,
the LA ribs were so cheap.
갈비만 먹어도 비행기 값이 나오겠다.
You know, if I eat enough ribs, I could get my airplane tickets.
한국엔 그때 막 갈비 굉장히 비싸요.
Because in Korea, ribs are really expensive.
근데 우린 막 전혀 갈비 먹을 만한 위치가 못 됐어.
And there was no way we could afford to eat ribs. You know, occasionally I just touch my own ribs.
싸한 팬에다가.
And so on a big old pan.
이제 한국 사람 불을 떼는 데서 이제 음식 먹기를 좋아해요.
You know, Koreans like to eat while flaming the fire right there.
한국 뜨거운 음식 잘 음식 있는데.
You know, in Korea there is the hot foods and the cold foods.
뜨거운데 불을 피워놓고 음식 갈비를 굽는데.
And so we have the fire right in front of you and roast the ribs.
갈비야, 너 본 적 오래다.
And I said, ribs, long time no see. And I was eating away.
저는 영어 한마디 하는데.
You know, there is one thing I can say in English.
I like eating.
I like eating.
예, 그 정확히 합니다.
You know, I can say that clearly.
정말 저 먹는 거 좋아해요.
Really, I love to eat.
근데 그날 진짜 갈비를 막 너무 너무 신나.
And that day we were having real ribs. I was so excited. There was a big old pan. It was full of ribs. I was eating.
근데 한참 먹다가.
But after eating for a good while.
보지 말아야 할 걸 봤어요.
I saw something I shouldn't have seen.
그 목사님 약간 입술이 약간 들리신 분인데.
And that pastor, his lip is a little ripped.
막 제가 집회가 너무 잘해요.
And he was so excited I was coming to the conference.
아무튼 우리 캐는 맞죠.
그래서 막 Pastor Park, you're gonna come, right?
근데 막 침이 탁탁 뛰는 거예요.
And his spit was splattering all over.
근데 이분이 나 환자라는 걸 생각하니까.
And when I think that he's a leper,
갑자기 염 죄송합니다. 갈비 맛이 싹 없어졌어요.
Suddenly I lost all appetite for the ribs.
도저히 먹고 싶어 하면
I had no desire to eat at all.
예, 저는 목사인데요.
You know, I'm a pastor.
저도 똑같은 사람이에요.
And I'm a human all the same.
여러분하고 다른 거 아무것도 없어요.
I'm no different from you at all.
다른 게 어떤 머리가 흰다든지.
The only difference is I have gray hair.
머리 흰 사람이죠. 아까 피아니스트 이고르 레제베프 진짜 머리 하얀데.
You know, the pianist Victor Igor Lebedev, he also had a lot of gray hair.
저는 생각하면 그 검은 머리에 휘어지도록 얼마나 피아노를 때렸어요.
And so how hard he must have played piano to make all his black hair gray.
머리도 앞에 별로 없어요. 막 길러가지고 있는데.
And then he doesn't have much in the front but long in the back.
아, 얼마나 피아노를 쳐서 그렇게 세계 최고의 피아니스트가 됐어요.
And he played the piano so much he became the best pianist in the world.
저는 이제 그분은 머리 흰 것 좀 비슷하고.
And so, you know, my hair is gray like his.
정말 갈비 맛이 딱 떨어졌어요.
So, I lost all appetite for the ribs.
목사님 저를 전혀 의심 못 하시는 것 같아요.
And I don't think that pastor recognized that.
박 목사님 많이 타드십시오.
Pastor Park, eat some more.
침이 막 타드.
And he's spitting all over the place.
그래가 내 쪽에 침이 덜 떨어진.
And so the ones on my side with less spit on them.
손으로 가려가지고.
I blocked it with my hand.
이거 다시 구워가지고.
And I flipped it over, roasted a little more. And I just had two more pieces.
그 많은 발기 갈비를 남겨두고.
And I left behind all those many ribs.
뒤돌아보고 또 돌아보면서.
And I went home looking back again and again.
그제 교회에 왔는데.
And then I came back to church.
이런 얘기하면 안 될는지 모르겠어요.
I don't know if it's okay for me to say this.
우리 목사님들 가운데서.
Among one of our pastors.
목사들끼리 모이면.
You know, when pastors get together amongst themselves.
목사 다 같지 않아요.
You know, they don't all act like pastors.
깨짜 목사들도 많아.
You know, there are really, you know, some funny pastors.
어떤 깨짜 목사 또 오더니.
This one funny pastor came in.
바보는 나 혼자 초대 가신다면서.
Pastor Park, I hear you're going to the leper colony. So yes, I'll be going.
조심해야 돼요.
You have to be careful.
왜?
Why?
나 완전히 시험해봐요.
The lepers, they're gonna test you.
어떻게 하는데?
Well, what do you? What do they do?
손에 막 고름이 흐르는 손 가지고.
With their pus-covered hands.
달걀을 삶아서.
They're gonna boil eggs.
까가지고.
And peel it.
먹으라 딱 내놓는데.
And they're gonna tell you to eat it.
먹을 거야, 안 먹을 거야.
Are you gonna eat that or not?
내가 쓰. 쓸데없는 소리 하고 있다.
I said, cut the nonsense.
무슨 그런 일이 있었어?
That's not gonna happen.
일축했어.
And I just, you know, ignored it.
그리고 이제 집회가 되는데.
And then the conference was getting close.
집회 한 3일쯤 앞두고.
And about 3 days before the conference.
이제 새벽에 자다 잠이 깼어요.
Early in the morning, I woke up from sleep.
진짜 고름 묻은 손으로 달걀 까서 줄까?
Will they really peel the egg with the pus-covered hands and give it to me?
내가 그거 다 무시했는데.
You know, I ignored all that.
그럼 내가 먹어야 할까?
Then am I supposed to eat that?
말아야 할까?
Or should I not eat that?
거기 가면
And if I go there,
잠은 어떻게 잘까?
How am I going to sleep?
나 혼자 같이 자자 그럴까?
Will they ask me to sleep in the same room?
따로 자라 그럴까?
Or let me sleep separately?
밥은 어떻게 먹을?
How am I going to eat?
나 혼자 전에 한 번도 안 가봤는데.
I've never been to a leper colony.
같이 먹자 그럴까?
Will they ask me to eat with them?
따로 먹을?
Or let me eat separately?
세상에 사람들이 참 좋은 것이.
Heaven, the good thing about people is.
항상 일정한 마음만 있는 게 아니에요.
You know, the heart is not always the same.
그 굉장히 좋아요.
Yeah, that's a really good thing.
그래서 나쁜 마음만 쭉 있다가 일정한 마음에서 큰일 나잖아요.
You know, because if you have a bad heart and it just continues on continually, that's bad.
사람 마음은 누구나 바뀌게 돼 있어.
A person's heart, no matter who, it's able to change.
때로는 마음이 바뀌어서 원망스러울 때도 있지만.
Sometimes your heart changes and you become bitter.
사람의 마음이 바뀐다는 게 너무 좋은 거예요.
But it's such a good thing that a person's heart can change.
그 목사님한테 일주 딱 지켰는데.
And so, you know, that what that pastor said, I ignored it.
이제 내가 혼자 집회 3일 앞두고 새벽에 일어났는데.
But now I have 3 days to go before the conference, and I woke up early in the morning.
죄송합니다만 솔직하게 하는 이야기인데.
I'm sorry to say, but to be honest,
내 아내한테 이야기 안 했는데.
I didn't even tell my wife.
제가 생각을 했어요.
I thought about it.
진짜 고름 묻은 손으로 달걀 삶아서 까가에 주먹까?
You know, will they really peel the eggs with their pus-covered hands and tell me to eat it?
에이, 그러진 않을 거야.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
그러면 같이 밥을 먹자 그럴까 따로 먹으라 그럴까?
And will they ask me to eat with them or let me eat separately?
잠은 같이 자자 그럴까 따로 자자?
Will they ask me to sleep in the same room or separately?
그래서 제가 이나 교회에 예배당에 가서 기도를 드려.
So I went to my church chapel and I began to pray.
여러분 잘 들어보세요.
Everyone, listen carefully.
그때 성경 한 구절이 내게 떠올라.
At that time, a Bible verse came to mind.
예수께서 베다니 문둥이 시몬의 집에 식사하러 가셨을 때.
When Jesus went to dine at the Simon the leper's house in Bethany.
그 말씀이 딱 기억이 났어.
I remember those words.
깜짝 놀랐어.
I was completely shocked.
예수님처럼 거룩하고
even someone so holy like Jesus
예수님처럼 정말 귀하고 존귀한 분이 없는
and there's no one as honorable and precious as Jesus
우리 주님께서 문둥이 집에 가셨구나
but our Lord went to the house of a leper
식사하러 가셨구나
and he dined there
그렇다면
if so
나 같은 인간이 뭔데
then what is a person like me
거기 갈 길 구하리라
that I hesitate to go there.
그 말씀 하나가 내 마음에 들어와서
And that one word entered my heart.
나 혼자 끓인 마음이 다 물리치.
All my hesitant heart was all destroyed.
그게 너무너무 신기했어.
And that was so amazing.
그다음에 제가 무슨 생각이냐면
And then what I thought was
나 환자가 따로 있나?
So what makes a leper?
나도 나병 걸나 환자지.
If I get leprosy, I'm a leper too.
And
that morning, it felt as though even if I were to hug and kiss a
leper, it
wouldn't feel strange at all. That was the heart that I had.
I'm
very thankful to the Lord.
Long
time ago, I had many evil
thoughts and
also many filthy and dirty thoughts. But as the Word entered my heart,
and in
the Bible, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And when Jesus went to the temple of Jerusalem, the place was full of sheep, cows, and doves, and it was
dirty.
And Jesus went there, he kicked them all out and made the place clean.
The
temple represents our hearts.
There
is filthy, dirty thoughts inside of our hearts.
And
then when Jesus enters us, all of those things are gone.
And
so from that point on, I didn't feel hesitant to go to the leper colony at all.
I went
there, ate with
them,
slept in the same room as them,
and
that's how I stayed there.
And
a lot of people received the forgiveness of sins.
And I
can't tell you that everything that
happened. Everyone,
there's a person I cannot forget.
And
one evening I finished preaching the sermon.
And
in December it's really, really cold.
And
the chapel was very cold.
So
I finished my sermon.
I said,
raise your hand if you want to receive the forgiveness of sins.
성도들이 한 100여 명 되는데,
and then there is about 100 church members.
반쯤 손을 들고,
about half of them raised their hands.
내 숙소에 내 방에 오라고.
And then I said, come to my room.
제 방에 나와 이제 40명이 들어오네.
And so about 40 lepers came into my room.
막 제... And
then around
9:30 or 9:40,
from then till 1 a.m., I preached about how to receive the forgiveness of sins.
너무너무 신기한 것은
the real amazing thing is
사람들이 죄인으로 마음의 죄를 가득 담고 있다가
you know, people as sinners hold sin in their heart.
내 마음의 죄가 떠나는 날
And the day sin departs from your heart,
내 마음이 거룩하게 씻어지는 날,
and the day your heart is washed holy,
내 마음이 눈처럼 희어지는 날,
and the day your heart is washed as white as snow,
그런 경험을 가진 사람들은,
people who have the experience of that,
한평생 그 마음에 그 경험을 지울 수가 없어.
Their whole lifetime that experience cannot be erased from their heart.
그날 저녁 놀라운 역사.
And that amazing, there was amazing works. And of them, there is an elder that I know.
And
although he was a leper,
and
he didn't look like a leper at all. He was tall.
You know,
I'm kind of short.
말하면,
so what I say is,
I don't
just say that I'm short.
I say I'm
the airplane type.
When
you ride the airplane,
저처럼 키 작은 사람은
short people like me,
3등석 타도 아무 문제가 없어.
Even though you sit economy class, it's no problem.
근데 막 키가 190, 200 되는 사람.
But if you're like, you know, 1.9 meters or 2 meters tall,
아니야, 다리도 못 펴잖아.
Then you can't even stretch your legs.
그 제 이름 저는 비행 타입이라 그래.
And so I call myself the airplane type.
그 장로님 진짜 키가 크시고요.
And that elder, he was really tall.
인물이 참 좋으세요.
And very handsome.
그 장로님 특색이 그래 웃는데.
And that elder, he has a special smile.
웃는 얼굴이 예쁘지만.
And he has a very beautiful smile.
그 장로님 너무 멋있어요.
And this elder, he was really great.
그분이 그날 밤 죄사함을.
And that elder that night received the forgiveness of sins.
그 밤에 집에 갔는데.
And then he went back home.
부인되는 분이 주무시고 있었어요.
And his wife was sleeping.
부인을 깨, 여보, 여보.
He woke up his wife, honey, honey.
왜?
What?
나 죄사함 받았다.
I received the forgiveness of sins.
나 죄사함 받았어.
I received the forgiveness of sins.
부인이 와서 어떻게 받았는데?
And the wife asked, "How did you receive it?"
안 가르쳐 준다.
I'm not gonna tell you.
당신 너 죄사함 받으려고 그러지.
You know, but you wanted to receive it too, right?
근데 막 그렇게 기뻐했어.
And he was so happy.
그 이튿날
The next day, the elder said to his wife,
여보, 내가 지금부터는 무슨 일을 하든 당신 간섭하지 마.
Honey, from now on, no matter what I do, don't get in my way.
내가 언제 당신 간섭했어요?
When did I ever get in your way?
어, 그래, 그렇지만.
Well, that's true, but.
지금까지 내가 잘못 살았는데.
I've lived wrong till now.
이제 내가 새로운 일을 하려고 해.
Now I want to do something new.
지금부터 무슨 일을 해도 당신은 간섭하지 마.
And from now on, no matter what I do, don't get in my way.
내가 약속할게.
Yeah, I promise you.
너 술 안 마시고.
I'm not gonna drink.
나쁜 짓 안 할 테니까.
I'm not gonna do something bad.
그러라고. Okay. 당신 언제 당신 마음대로 안 했냐고.
You go ahead, sure, but you always did whatever you wanted anyways.
그분은 닭을 먹여.
And this man, he raised chicken.
이제 그 닭을 먹이는데.
And so he raised chicken.
닭이 두 가지가 있는데.
And there is two kinds of chicken.
산란 개가 있고. 알을 낳는 닭.
And there is the chicken that's for laying eggs.
그다음에 그 육식으로 쓰는 그 식용 닭이 있어요.
And there is the other kind of chicken which is grown to be eaten for meat.
식용 닭은 빨리 자라요.
And so the for meat eggs, those chicken, they grow really fast.
그 식용 닭은 키울 때 자라는 게 눈에 보인대요. 이렇게 보면.
And the chicken for meat, you can see it grow with your own eyes.
정말 그래요. 막 보이는 정도로 빨리 자라.
Really, they grow so fast, you can see it grow.
고기 참 맛있고요.
And the meat's delicious.
근데 그걸 육개라고 말해요. 한국말로.
And it's called yukke in Korean, it means chicken for meat.
그리고 이제 다른 닭은 이제 산란개인데.
And then the other is the chicken for laying eggs.
알을 낳아요.
They lay eggs.
대부분 닭은 한 달에.
And most chicken in one month.
그 평균 하루에 하나씩 낳는데.
On average, they lay one egg a month.
평균 닭 한 마리 한 달에 달걀을 25개를.
But these chicken, they lay 25 eggs a month.
거의 뭐 한 2, 3일 빼고는 거의 알을 매일 낳아요.
So except for 2 or 3 days, they lay chicken, they lay eggs every day.
그분이 산란개를 6천 마리를 가지고 있어요.
So he had 6,000 chickens that lay eggs.
그분이 아내한테 얘기했어요.
And he told his wife,
우리는 3천 마리만 해도 충분히 산다.
Even if we own only 3,000, we can still live.
그러니까 그들은 그 이제 닭 먹이 이제 사료 좀 주고 나면 그 다음에 그 알 거짓말 다 알 사료 온다 그냥 주고 그러니까요.
And so you know they just feed the chickens and then they sell the eggs.
전화 닭 장사한테 전화했어요.
And so he called a chicken vendor.
닭 장사 닭 3천 마리 팔겠다.
And he told them, I'm gonna sell you 3,000 chickens.
자기가 닭을 딱 반 팔았어요.
So he sold half of all his chickens.
아내에게 사모님한테 얘기했어요. 부인한테 얘기했어요.
And then he told his wife.
저 우리는 3천만 충분히 산다.
If we own only 3,000, still we can more than live.
산다 이제 욕심 그만.
You know we can make a living. Don't be greedy.
그래 그 돈을 전부 모아가지고.
And with the money from selling the chicken,
가방에다 다 넣었어.
He put all that money into a bag.
가방을 들고.
And he would carry his bag and walk out.
가방을 들고 가서.
And he would take
자기
the bag.
친구 장로님들 하나 하나 찾아가.
And he would visit his friend elders one by one.
김 장로.
Elder Kim.
아, 웬일이야?
Oh yeah, what brings you here?
어, 내가 놀러 왔어.
Oh, I came to visit you.
어, 웬일이야? 바쁜 널 바쁜 사람이.
I know you're very busy. So what brings
아니야,
you here?
아니야, 더 바쁜 일이 생겼어.
No, but there's something even more important. What is it?
나 죄 사함 받았다.
I received the forgiveness of sins.
그 박옥수 목사란 양반 와서.
The man named Pastor Oksu Park came.
한 주일 교회에서 설교하는데.
And he preached at my church for one week.
우리 교회는 다 죄 사함.
And everybody at church received forgiveness of sins.
박옥수 목사하고 친해.
I'm close with Pastor Oksu Park.
내가 소개해 줄 테니까.
I'll introduce him to you.
자네 교회 집회 한번 해.
So why don't you have a conference at your church?
그러면 죄 사함 받으면 인생이 달라져.
And if you receive the forgiveness of sins, your life will change.
주께 장로님 말해요.
And then the other elder would say,
아 집회 참 좋지.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have a conference.
그렇지 우리는 예산이 짧아 그게 안 돼.
But we only have a small budget. We can't have one.
내가 그럴 줄 알았다.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
그 칼처럼 준비해 왔어.
And I prepared because I knew you'd say that. And he opened his bag and pulled out some money and he count. One, two.
돈을 이만큼 주면서.
And give him this much money.
이만큼이면 되지.
Hey, is this enough?
집회해.
So hold a conference.
내가 딱 팔았어.
And then use this.
그래가지고 그해 가을에.
And that year in the fall.
일곱 개 교회 제가 집.
I had conferences at 7 churches.
많은 사람이 죄송.
And many people received the forgiveness of sins.
그 장로님 그런데.
And then that elder said.
안타깝게도.
Sadly,
2년 뒤에
2 years later
암으로 세상을 떠나셨어요.
That elder passed away from cancer.
내가 볼 때 그분은 꼭 자기 돌아갈 날 안 것처럼.
And it felt as though he knew that he was going to pass away.
놔두도 못하기 자기 죽는 걸 못 말렸을 거예요.
You know, because even though he held all those chickens, they couldn't stop his death.
정말 기뻐했어요.
And he was so joyful.
자기가 죄사 안 받고 난 뒤에.
After he received the freedom of sins.
이 소식을 모든 사람에게 알려야 돼.
I have to let everybody know about this.
제가 종종 제 아들하고 차를 타고 갑니다.
From time to time, I drive in the car with my son.
영국아.
영국.
저 산골에 넘어가면.
If you go over those mountains.
나 환자 촌이 있어.
There's a leper colony.
그래서 아버지가 집회를 했어요.
That's where I had a conference.
그 이온 목사님이라고 계셨는데.
And there's a pastor named Ion.
아, 그들이 구원받고 너무너무 기뻤어요.
And they got saved. They were so happy.
제가 이제 길 다니면서 아도 다니면서.
And I would one day walk out on the streets.
저기에 고아원 있는데.
And say, oh, look, there's a orphanage.
엄마하고 결혼하고 난 뒤 얼마 안 돼 거기 가서 집회했어.
Not long after I married your mother, she and I went there. We had a conference there.
제가 우리나라 많은 집회라니까.
I had many conferences all over Korea.
어느 도시를 지나가든지.
No matter what city I pass.
그 집회했던 그런 기억들이 나.
I have memories of having conferences there.
지금도 그 김광열 장로랑 그 장로님 안 잊어버리지.
Even now that elder Kim. Still, I cannot forget him. You know that face with a big smile. It's amazing. And so after receiving salvation, after receiving the forgiveness of sins, you know, he gave all his heart in preaching this gospel. You know, you can just live life and just die.
암이 걸려 죽을 걸 미리 알았는지 모르겠지만.
Maybe he already knew that he was going to get cancer and die.
자기 재산 절반을 팔아서.
He sold half his wealth.
일곱 개의 교회 있는 성도들에게.
And to the churches in 7 churches.
제사함의 귀한 복음을 들을 수 있도록 하는데.
To the members of the 7 churches, he allowed them to hear the precious gospel.
제가 예수 안에서 50몇 년을 지나면서.
And as I've spent 50 some years inside of Jesus.
주 예수님 말씀이 그 마음에 들어온 뒤에.
After the word of Lord Jesus entered him.
변하지 않는 사람 한 사람도 본 적이 없어요.
I've seen no one who does not change when the word enters them.
그게 너무너무 신기합니다.
And that is so amazing.
저도 종종 제가 지나가다 저를 봐요.
And occasionally I take a look at myself.
네가 박옥수 맞아?
Is that you, Woksu Park?
너 박옥수 그런 사람 아니었잖아.
No, Woksu Park, you weren't like this before.
네 어떻게 이런 사람이 됐어?
How did you become this kind of a person?
네 어떻게 복음 전도자가 됐어?
How did you become a gospel preacher?
네 어떻게 하나님의 말씀을 전한 자가 됐어?
How did you become a person who preaches the word of God?
너무너무
And I'm so happy.
참 많은 죄악소에 고통하고 괴로워하고 설빠다가
Many people are in suffering and pain and in sin.
그 제가 그 나환자촌하고 너무 가까웠어요.
So I became very close with that leper colony.
목사님 세 분 저를 찾아왔어요.
And one day three pastors came to see me.
왜 왔느냐고.
I asked them what brings you here.
아, 말씀 드릴 게 있어서 왔습니다.
We need to tell you something.
이야기하라고 그랬어요.
I said go ahead.
목사님 솔직하게 이야기하세요.
Pastor, be honest with us.
어, 당신도 이야기를 왔다면서.
You're the ones who had to say something.
나를 보고 무슨 이야기를 하라고.
What do you want me to say?
아, 우리 다 알고 있으니까.
Pastor, we already know.
이야기하세요.
So, tell us.
야, 우리끼리는 얘기해도 괜찮아요.
It's just us, so it's okay. Tell us.
뭘 이야기하라는 거야?
What do you want me to tell you?
아이, 그러지 말고 다 알면서 그래요.
Pastor, stop it. You know what we're talking about.
나 몰라. 뭘 이야기하라고 그래요?
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to talk about?
몰랐어.
I didn't know.
그분이 한 사람이 얘기했어요.
And one of them said,
목사님, 너 나 환자 맞으시죠? 그래서.
Pastor, you're a leper, aren't you?
그래서 내가 웃었어요.
So I laughed.
나 환자 병을 3년 뒤에 안다며.
I heard you recognize leprosy after 3 years getting it.
3년 뒤에 이야기해줄게.
So I'll tell you in 3 years.
예, 지금은 아니야 그래서.
But right now, I'm not.
근데 깜짝 놀랐어.
And they were shocked.
내가 나 환자 가서 자기도 나도 나 환자인 줄 알았다.
You know, they thought because the way I was, they thought I was a leper too.
여러분이
Everyone, when you
아담의 자손으로 태어나서
You're born as the sons of Adam
여러분을 이끄는 마음의 세계가 있어요
There's the world of the heart that leads you
여러분 예수 때 귀한 보혈을 통해 죄산받는 그 말씀을 마음에 받아들이면
But when you receive that precious word into your heart how your sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus
그 하나님의 말씀은
That word of God
하나님의 마음입니다
is the heart of God
그때 그 하나님의 마음이 여러분 속에 들어오면
And when the heart of God enters you
여러분 절대로 옛날과 같은 사람이 될 수 없어요
Then you can never be the same person you were before
저는 많은 사람 전과
I've seen many people change.
주 예수 내 마음에 들어와 계신 후 변하여 새 사람 되고.
After the Lord Jesus entered into my heart, I changed and became a new person.
여러분 진짜 변하지 않을 수가 없는 거예요.
Everyone, you cannot help but be changed.
성경을 사랑하게 되고.
You begin to love the Bible.
주님을 기뻐하게 되고.
You begin to rejoice in the Lord.
그걸 보면 너무너무 행복합니다.
And when we see this, it makes us so happy.
제가 인생을 살면서.
As I live life.
하나님 제게 주신 이 마음.
This heart that God has given me.
이 마음 내 마음 아닙니다.
This heart, it's not my heart.
내게 이런 마음 없었습니다.
God, I did not have this heart.
성경을 읽으면 성경만 너무 감격스러운 거예요.
And when I read the words of the Bible, those words touch my heart so much.
성경 읽을 때마다
whenever I read the Bible,
내 마음에 말할 수 없는 평안이 오는 거예요.
Unspeakable peace comes to my heart.
참 놀라워요.
It's so amazing.
그 말씀 무엇으로 만든 잘 모르지만
I don't know what that word is made of.
가르마자 돌로 치려한 그 많은 사람들의 마음이 순식간에 달라.
And the hearts of many people who wanted to stone this woman, the heart changed in the moment.
가르마자 돌에 맞추고 막 불안에 초조함 떨다가 예수의 말씀 한마디 들어오면
The woman taken to the altar, she was about to be stoned. She was full of fear and despair.
그러면서 그 사람 여자 마음이 다 변하는.
But the word of Jesus entered her and her heart completely changed.
우리가 하나님을 믿는 것은
Everyone us believing in God.
물론 주일 예배 참석해도 좋지만
Yes, it's good to go to Sunday service.
기도하는 것도 중요하지만
Yes, it's important to pray.
헌금을 내는 것도 중요하고
Yes, it's important to give offering.
차 가지는 것도 중요하지만
Yes, it's important to buy a car.
더 중요한 것은
But more importantly,
하나님의 말씀을 내 마음에 받아
But it's accepting the word of God into your heart.
사탄은 지난 수천 년 동안 인간을 지배하면서
As Satan ruled man for thousands of years.
인간의 생각을 하나님의 마음과 정반대로 인간을 끌었어.
Satan led man's heart to the completely opposite side of God's heart.
예수님의 말씀을 들으면
So when we hear the words of Jesus,
내 마음에 하나도 맞지 않습니다.
It does not fit our hearts at all.
갈릴리 가나 혼인잔치에 포도주가 모자란데
They were short of wine at the wedding at the Cana of Galilee.
물을 부어놓고 포도주라고 하니까
And they poured water. Jesus says it's wine.
정말 내 마음에 하나도 아니 지금 물인데
It doesn't fit our hearts at all. This is water.
야이로 딸이 죽었어요.
Jairus' daughter died.
예수님 오시더니 주렁이야 잔다.
Jesus says she's not dead but sleeping.
세상에 예수란 분이 저런 분이야?
Jesus, is that the kind of person he is?
내가 암만 모르지만 죽었는 상근에 구분 못할까 봐.
I don't know much but I can't tell the difference between dead and alive.
잠자면 숨을 쉬어요.
And you know your dead does not breathe.
잠자면 그래서 몸이 따뜻해요.
If you're sleeping your body is warm.
이 아이는 몸이 차디차고
This child's body is cold.
몸도 안 뛰고
has no pulse.
이게 죽은 거지 어떻게 자는 거예요?
And she's not breathing. This is dead. This is not sleeping.
우리 생각은 다 그래.
That's how all of our thoughts are.
예수님은 그 아이를 보고 잔다고 그랬어.
But Jesus says that this child is sleeping.
그도 일어나요.
And then she gets up.
예수의 말씀을 듣고.
And that's just as Jesus said.
그때까지 그들은
Until then.
예수님 무시했어요.
They despised Jesus.
예수란 분이 뭐 저런 소리나 해.
And how can Jesus say something like that?
내가 죽었는데 어떻게 잔다고 그래?
The girl is dead. How can he say she's sleeping?
우리 생각 예수님 안 맞게 말해.
Satan made our thoughts not fit the word of Jesus.
말씀이 진리.
But the word of Jesus is the truth.
말씀이 들어가면서
As the word enters in,
사람들이 변합니다.
People change.
제가 한 번은 필리핀에 있는 남경현 선교 전화했어요.
Once I called Pastor Nam Kyung-hyun in the Philippines.
근데 그 아들이 전화 받았어요.
And his son answered the phone.
야, 하영아.
I said, "Hey, Hayoung.
너 아버지 좀 바꿔라."
Put your father on the phone.
아들이 말했어요.
And the son said,
아버지 병원에 입원했어.
Our father is in the hospital.
왜?
Why?
댕기 피부.
He has the dengue fever.
열대 지방에 댕기 피부는 병 아주 무서운 병.
In the tropical area, the dengue fever is very dangerous.
댕기 피부 걸리면 치사율이 80-90%예요.
If you get the dengue fever, the death rate is 80-90%.
이제 이 선교사님이 정글에 복음을 전하고 왔나.
And this missionary went into the jungles to preach the gospel.
집에 돌아온 그 다음 날 자고 일어나니까.
And the day after he came home, he woke up.
얼굴 좀 까매지기.
You know, his face had turned very, very dark.
새 까매졌어.
And it turned very, very dark.
그 이제 필리핀 형제들이 말, 아, 선교사님 우리하고 색깔이 같아요. 좋아요.
And the Philippine brothers they said, oh, pastor, the shade of your face is just like ours. Oh, that's great.
주로 이제 얼굴 색깔은 피 색깔인데.
And usually the color of the face is the color of your blood.
피가 다 썩어서 시큼해져.
The blood inside of him was rotting. That's why his face turned very dark and had a high fever.
And
they went to the hospital. They said, there's no hope. He's going to die.
제가 아들께 물었어요.
So I asked the son,
필리핀 어느 병원이야?
Which hospital in the Philippines?
필리핀 메디컬 센터.
And he said the Philippine Medical Center.
제가 교환을 불러가지고 필리핀 메디컬 센터 바꿨다.
And so I called the operator and connected me to the Philippine Medical Center.
필리핀 메디컬 센터 교환에 나왔어요.
And I talked to the operator of the Philippines Medical Center.
저 그때 병원에 가서 그 응급실을 ICU라고 하더라고요.
And I know that the room is called the ICU.
그거 뭐 스펠이 뭔지 잘 모르는데.
And so I don't know the exact spelling.
하여튼 응급실이 ICU라는 생각이 들어요.
The emergency room I heard was called the ICU.
필리핀 메디컬 교환에 ICU please.
And so to the Philippine Medical Center operator I said ICU please.
그러니까 그 ICU 하고 나왔어요.
And then they connected me to the ICU.
코리안 미셔너리 Pastor Nam.
And then I said, Korean missionary, Pastor Nam.
전화 바꿔달라고.
I asked to talk on the phone.
금방 남편 사모님.
And immediately, Pastor Nam's wife answered the phone.
여보세요.
Hello.
통화됐어.
And we spoke on the phone.
사모님이 내 목소리를 듣더니.
And then the pastor's wife heard my voice.
갑자기 막 소리나 울기 시작했어.
Suddenly, she started crying loud.
사모님 뭐라고 말하면?
And what she says is.
목사님 이제 우리는 어떻게 해야 돼요?
Pastor, now what are we supposed to do?
그 여인만 계속 울어요.
And she just kept on repeating that crying.
저 목사님 우리는 어떻게 해야 돼요?
Oh, Pastor, now what are we supposed to do?
우리 아이들은 어떻게 해야 돼요?
Oh, what are my kids supposed to do?
막 우는 거예요.
And she was crying.
전혀 눈인데 보이지도 못하고.
He could not see.
말도 못하고.
He could not speak.
죽어가는 거예요.
He was dying.
그 의사가.
And the doctor.
필리핀 따갈로로
in the Tagalog language in the Philippines
이 코리아노는 죽었다.
He said this Korean is dead.
자기 따갈로 모르는 줄 알고
and thinking that the missionary didn't understand Tagalog
다 죽었어.
And he was completely dead.
사모님도 이미 다 죽었다.
And the missionary's wife also thought he's dead.
댕기 피부 참 무서운 병.
Dengue fever is a scary disease.
막 사모님 막 울었어요.
And the missionary's wife was crying.
목사님 이제 우리 아이들은 어떻게 해야 돼요?
Pastor, what are we supposed to do for my kids now?
야, 이거 계속 울어.
And she just kept on saying that.
울지 말라 그랬어.
I told her to stop crying.
그것도 자꾸 울어.
But she kept on crying.
말 억수로 안 들어.
And she doesn't listen.
네, 얘기했어.
So I said to her.
왜 우느냐고.
Why are you crying?
진짜 울릴 생기면 좋겠느냐고.
Do you really want something to cry about?
난 목사 안 죽어.
Pastor Nam is not gonna die.
주춤했어.
And she froze for a moment.
사모님 말했어요.
And then the missionary's wife said,
그럴까요?
You think so?
그럴까요가 뭐야? 안 죽어.
What do you mean you think so? He's not gonna die.
제가 이야기했어요.
And then I said,
남경엽 목사를 필리핀에 보낸 사람이 누구야?
Who is the one that sent Pastor Nam Kyung-hyun to the Philippines?
Good News Mission 보냈어.
Was it the Good News Mission?
박옥수 목사 보냈어.
Was it Pastor Oksu Park?
아니잖아요.
No.
하나님이 보냈어요.
God sent him there.
왜?
Why?
필리핀에 복음 전하라고.
To preach the gospel in the Philippines.
아직 복음 전에 끝나지 않았어요.
The work of preaching the gospel is not done yet.
아니 나이도 젊고.
And you're still young in age.
안 죽어요.
He's not gonna die.
하나님 그 일하러 보냈으니까.
God sent him there for that work.
남 목사에 맡기는 마칠 때까지 한 죽게 안 해요.
God will not let Pastor Nam die until he's done with his work.
하나님이 복음 전하고 보내놓고 왜 죽게 하겠습니까?
Why would God send him to preach the gospel and then let him die?
사모님, 그럴까요?
And the pastor's wife said, "You think so?"
그럴까요가 뭐야?
No, what do you mean you think so?
안 죽는다니까.
I said he's not gonna die.
제가 성경을 펴놓고 이야기를 했어요.
And I opened the Bible and I spoke.
우리 가운데 살아계신 하나님.
God who's alive in the midst of us.
우리를 복음을 위해서 보낸 거예요.
And He has sent us for the gospel.
저는 처음에 미국 올 때가
When I first came to America,
1989년도였어요.
Was
1989. 1988년도에 한국에 올림픽을 했어요.
In 1988, they had the Olympics in Korea.
올림픽 모토가
And the motto of the Olympics was
세계는 서울로, 서울은 세계로.
It was world to soul and soul to the world.
그래서 이제 전 세계가 모여서 88년도 올림픽을 했어요.
So the whole world came to Korea and they had the Olympics in 88.
아주 아름답게 잘 맞죠.
And it ended very beautifully.
세계는 서울로가 됐어요.
So they did the world to Seoul.
이제 세계는 서울로가 됐는데.
So they did the world to Seoul.
서울은 세계로가 안 된 것이.
And they were unable to do Seoul to the world.
88년도에
In 1988.
대한민국 너무 가난해서.
And Korea was so poor.
어느 사람도 패스포드를 만들어주죠.
And so they would not make passports for anyone.
패스만 만들어주면.
And because if you get a passport,
외화 낭비하고.
You know you will go and spend foreign currency.
그때 누구에게만 패스포드 만들어주냐?
Back then they allowed passports only for
외교관,
diplomats,
큰 기업 회장만,
and big businessmen only them.
그 당시에 패스포드만 가졌어도.
And back then if you held a passport.
아주 기빈으로 인정을 받고.
No, you're recognized as someone very special.
근데 1989년 3월 달에.
So 1989 in March.
우리가 대한민국 정부에서 노태우 대통령이 대통령이 됐다.
The Korean government president Noh-tae-woo became the president.
3월 달 어느 날 내가 신문을 보니까.
And one day I read the newspaper in March.
어떤 기사가 나오냐면.
There was an article.
45세 이상 된 사람에게 패스포드를 만들어 준다.
That people over the age of 45 will be allowed to have passports.
저는 바로 제 아내가 패스포드 신청.
Immediately my wife and I we requested passports.
1989년 처음으로 제가 패스포드.
In 1989 for the first time I got a passport.
그리고 미국 비자를 얻어서.
And then got a US visa.
3월 달에 처음으로 LA 와서 집회를.
And then in March I came for the first time to LA and had a conference.
가을에 이제 독일 베를린에 집회를.
And in the fall I went to Berlin, Germany for a conference.
그때 저는 생전 처음 LA 왔어요.
And at that time for the first time in my life I came to LA.
근데 그때부터
But from then on,
저희도 그때 기본적인 성경 교회가 30개였어요.
And at the time, there were 30 Good News Mission churches.
우리가 약 30여 명의 목회자들이 있었어요.
And we had about 30 pastors or so.
그해부터 우리는
But from that year,
한국에 있는 목회 전도사들 해외 다 선교사.
We began to send all the pastors from Korea abroad as missionaries.
지금 약 100개 나라에.
Now we're in about 100 countries.
기본소의 선교회 목회자 약 1,000명 정도가 활동하고 있어요.
And there's about 1,000 Good News Mission pastors active.
근데 놀라운 것은
But the amazing thing is
그때부터
From that point on
한국은 잘 살 만한 이유가 하나도 없어요.
You know, Korea has no conditions to live well.
한국이 국토가 22만 스퀘어 킬로미터예요.
The Korean land is 220,000 square kilometers.
근데 그 남북으로 반으로 딱 나누었어.
But it's split into half, north and south.
북쪽에 11만 스퀘어 킬로미터.
110,000 square kilometers in the north.
북쪽에 11만 스퀘어 킬로미터.
And 110,000 in the south.
근데 한국 국토의 70%가 산이에요.
But 70% of the Korean land is mountains.
북쪽에 산이 더 많고.
And there's more mountains in the north.
남쪽에 산이 적어.
And lesser mountains in the south.
그래도 남쪽에 11만 스퀘어 킬로미터가 뭔데서.
And in the south of the 110,000 square kilometers.
6만 스퀘어 킬로미터 이상의 산이고.
Over 60,000 square kilometers are mountains.
한국의 남쪽의 평균 5만 스퀘어 킬로미터밖에 안 돼.
And then
5만 스퀘어 킬로미터 다 안 돼.
And then the remaining land is less than 50,000 square kilometers in the south.
5만 스퀘어 킬로미터 안에서
So within the 50,000 square kilometers
짓고,
you have to build houses,
농사 짓고,
farm,
학교 짓고,
build schools,
공장 짓고,
and have factories.
땅이 너무 좁아요.
Land is too small.
농사를 지으면 우리 국민들이 약 5분의 1은 양식이 모자라.
And if you farm, it's only enough so that 1/5 of the people go hungry.
굶어야 해요.
People have to go hungry.
그리고 그럴 때 공장을 짓는 제일 많이 드는 땅값이더라.
And when you build a factory, the most expensive part is the land.
어떤 사람이 계산하니까 한국 팔면 미국 산다고.
And some people did the math and said if you sell Korea, you could buy all of America.
왜 한국 땅이 미국 땅보다 훨씬 비싸.
Because land in Korea is so expensive compared to America.
그리고 사업을 하려 그래도.
So even though you want to do business.
경제적인 부담이 사업가 제일 먼저 땅에 드는 경제 부적인 부담 제일 크게.
The biggest financial burden for the businessman is the land.
근데다가 지금 우리나라 뭐 가장 중요한 건 지하 자원이 거의 없어요.
And most important, Korea has no underground minerals.
석유 한 방울 나지 않아요.
And not a drop of oil.
그리고 정말 우리가 길이 좁아 땅이 좁아요.
And the land is so small.
우리나라가 잘 살아야 이유는 하나도 없어요.
And there is no condition that Korea could live well at all.
우리는 수천 년 역사를 겪어오면서
And as we went through thousands of years of history.
늘 가난하게
We were always poor.
배고프게
hungry.
어렵게 산 나라
And lived in difficulty.
정확하게 이야기하면
But precisely put
1989년부터
From 1989
우리나라가 이유 없이
For no reason
빠르게 경제가 성장
The Korean economy began to develop so fast
미국 시민들께 미안하지만
I feel sorry for it. I feel bad for the American citizens
미국 공항 좀 고쳤으면 좋겠어
I wish America would fix their airport
아, 미국 공항 왜 이렇게 불편한지
Now why is the airport in America so uncomfortable
미국 시민들 잘 모르는 것 같아
And I don't think the American people will recognize that
한국 공항은 너무 화려하고
And the Korean airport so fancy
비행기 바퀴 딱 닿으면
And once the airplane wheels hit the ground
10분 안에
Within 10 minutes
자동차 타고 나가
You're in the car
미국은 평균 1시간 잡아
In America it takes about an hour on average
물론 사람들이 많고 외국인 많이 돌아가는
Of course there's a lot of people, a lot of foreigners
우리 한국도 사람들 참 많이 와요 중국 사람, 한국 사람, 일본 사람 다 와요
A lot of people come to the Korean airport too From China, America, Korea, from Japan
우리가 상상할 수 없을 정도 경제가 성장
And the economy grew so fast we could never imagine it
전 세계 사람 놀라요
And all the people of the world were amazed
한국 사람들은
The Korean people
고물차 타고 나면 한 명도 없어.
There's not one person who drives an old junk car.
석유 값이 너무 비싸.
Because the gas is so expensive.
한국 1리터 석유 가격이.
You know the price of 1 liter of gas.
죄송합니다. 미국 1갤런에 얼마죠 지금 석유?
How much is gas in America per gallon?
1.5불 해요. 3불. 예. 우리 한국은
About $3, but 1리터, in Korea,
1리터에
per liter,
1,520원입니다. 지금.
You know, it's about $1.5.
그러니까 미국보다 훨씬 기름값이.
And so gas is much more expensive than America.
비교할 수 없이 비싸.
You couldn't compare.
근데 여러분 우리나라가 하나님이 일한 그게 너무 놀라워.
And but so amazing how God worked upon Korea.
참 많은 나라 정부가
governments of many countries
우리나라에 대하여
about Korea.
제가 대통령이 저를 직접 불러서 같이 그 나라 청소년 교육을 의논한 나라가 17개 대통령이 국가원서 저를 불렀어요.
17 presidents and heads of states have invited me over to discuss with them about the economy and developing their countries.
그래 청소년 장관을 만난 분 한 50여 명이 넘어요.
And I've met with over 50 ministers of youth.
그냥 그들이 우리가 전하는 마인드 교육
And the mind education that we teach.
저처럼 성경에서 배운 그 그대로
And I just shared exactly what I learned from the Bible.
우리 IYF란 단체 2001년에 시작했는데.
We started the organization IYF in 2001.
미국의 한 마약 중독자 학생이 변한 데 문제였어.
And we started through a drug addict from America changing.
대부분 사람들 아이들이 마약을 하면.
And most of the kids when they do drugs.
아버지 마약하지 마.
The father says stop doing drugs.
그렇게 이야기해요.
And that's what they say.
그 아이도 아들이 화를 내요.
And then the son gets angry.
나도 안 하고 싶은데.
I don't want to do drugs.
아빠 잘 안 돼요.
But father, I can't help it.
게임하는 애들도 그래요.
And kids who are addicted to games also.
아, 게임을.
And they're addicted to playing games.
어떤 여학생이 저희 IYF 캠프에 왔어요.
A girl, she came to the IYF camp.
자기는 6개월 동안 학교 안 가고 게임방으로 갔대.
She said that for 6 months she didn't go to school and only played computer games.
37시간 동안.
And for 37 hours.
한 번도 안 쉬고 게임을 했대.
She would play the games without taking a break.
이해가 안 가요.
I don't understand.
37시간 잠 안 자?
You don't sleep during the 37 hours?
37시간 저 밥 안 먹어?
You don't eat during the 37 hours?
화장실도 안 가?
You don't go to the bathroom?
한 번도 안 쉬고
She says she's played for game for 37 hours without a break.
그런 학생들이
There are students like that.
와서
They come
하나님의 말씀이 들어가면
And the word of God enters in.
변하는
And they change.
달라져.
They change.
내가 처음에 IYF 시작될 때
When I first started the IYF
LA에 앤디라는 학생이 와서 변할 때
A young man from LA named Andy came and changed.
제가 그 엄마가 강력하게 나한테 부탁을 했어요.
And the mother so sincerely asked me.
학생 우리 집에 데리고 왔어요.
And so I brought him to my house.
제가 잘 성경을 봤어요.
And I read the Bible.
성경에 그들이 어떻게 변했는가 사람들.
And the Bible, how did people change?
가늠한 여자가 변하고.
The woman taken adultery changed.
가늠한 여자가 변하고.
The Samaritan woman changed.
많은 사도 정말 바울이 변하고.
And Paul changed.
그들 보고 내가 게임하지 말아야지 하지 말아야지 하지 말아야지.
I better not play games. I better stop. I better stop.
내가 마약하지 말아야지 하지 말아야지 그래 땡겨.
I better stop doing drugs. I better stop. That's not how.
그들 마음 안에.
But instead of their heart.
하나님의 말씀이 들어가면.
When the word of God enters in.
말씀은 우리보다 강합니다.
The word is stronger than us.
말씀을 이길 힘이 가진 게 아무것도 없어.
There is nothing that can overcome the power of the word.
그 학생이 매일 마약한 학생인데.
And that student was one who did drugs every day.
한국에 마약이 없으면 못하겠지만.
You know, in Korea, he couldn't do drugs because there was no drugs.
하지 마, 게임하지 마, 그 이야기 하잖아.
And but we didn't say to him, don't do drugs, don't play games.
그 학생 정확하게 하나님의 말씀이 들어가면.
And when the word of God entered into this young man.
그러면 하나님은 인간이 아니기 때문에.
Everyone, God is not human.
인간은 마음이 없는 이야기를 많이 해요.
And the people can easily say things that's not in their hearts.
반갑다.
You're not happy to see someone. Oh, it's so good to see you.
그래 인간들은 그런데.
No, people can do that.
하나님은 마음 밖에 이야기를 못 해요.
But God cannot say something outside of His heart.
그래서 하나님은 절대로 거짓말하시죠.
And God, He can never lie.
근데 하나님 하신 말씀은 바라니 마음 그대로예요.
And what God says is His heart exactly.
우리 하나님의 말씀을 내 마음 안에 받으면.
And when you receive the word of God into your heart,
하나님의 마음을 받으면.
You're receiving the heart of God.
그 말씀 내 안에 들어와서.
And when that word enters you,
내 마음을 사로잡아요.
And it captures your heart.
내 마음을 끌고 다녀요.
And it pulls your heart around.
우리 마음이 욕망에, 정욕에, 쾌락에 끌려다니는 지친 사람.
People whose hearts are exhausted from being dragged around by their desires and pleasures. They then let them be led by the hand of Jesus.
행복해져요.
Then they become happy.
기뻐져요.
They become joyful.
즐거워져요.
They become delighted.
그렇기 때문에 저는 학생들에게 게임하지 마.
That's why I told them, stop playing games. Stop gambling. Stop doing drugs.
한 번도 안 해.
I've never said that to them.
캠프할 때마다.
Whenever we have camps.
댄서도 하고.
We dance.
그래서 그라시아 합창단
And that's why we have the Gracias Choir.
학생들 그라시아스 노래만 깜짝.
The students are so amazed at the music of the Gracias.
사람들이 그래요.
And the people say.
저 진짜 노래하는 거냐고.
Are they really singing?
저 테이프 돌리는 거 아니냐고.
You know, they look like it looks like they're playing a tape.
아, 저 사람 지금 하고 있는 노래 맞냐고.
You know, are they really singing? People ask.
깜짝 놀래.
And people are blown away.
노래 들으면서 마음이
And as they listen to the music, their hearts become soft.
그리고 하나님의 말씀을.
And then I preach the word of God.
그냥 이렇게 전해요.
No, I preach it like I do now.
여기 성경에 보니까.
And then in the Bible.
한번 팔자 가늠한 여자에 대한 이야기 우리 처음 날부터 계속 하고 있는.
And this week we've been talking about the woman taken in the act of adultery.
가늠한 여자 변하려고 하지 않았어요.
She did not try to change.
돌로 치는 사람들이 변하려고 하지.
And people who were stoning her did not try to change.
돌로 치는 여자는 돌로 치려고 하고 있고.
And they were still trying to stone her.
가늠한 여자는 이제 돌에 맞으면 막 두려워하고.
And the woman was in fear, afraid that she might get stoned.
가늠한 여자
But what did Jesus say to the woman taking the act of adultery? Don't be afraid.
기뻐해.
Be joyful.
감사해.
Be thankful. Jesus did not say that to her.
돌로 치는 돌 치지 마. 치면 안 돼. 내가 제일 그렇게 얘기하잖아.
To the people who are going to stone, Jesus didn't tell them, don't hit her, don't stone her.
예수님의 말씀이 그 마음에 들어가.
But when the word of Jesus entered their heart.
하나님 우리 인간을 만드실 때.
So when God made us man.
머리도 만들고 눈도 코도 귀도 만들었어.
God made the head, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, everything.
그리고 이제 그 중에 마음
And then also God made the heart.
여러분 하나님 인간의 마음 안에 하나님의 말씀이 들어가면.
And when the word of God enters into the heart of man,
인간 마음 속에 하나님의 마음이 살아 일하도록 만들었습니다.
It's made so that in it the heart of God can come alive and work inside of the man.
저는 수많은 사람들.
Many, many people.
헤아릴 수 없이 많은 사람.
Many people I cannot even count.
하나님 말씀을 받고.
They received the word of God.
변하는 걸 봤어요.
And I saw them changing.
저는 여러분에게 그냥 하나님의 말씀을 전합니다.
And so I just simply preached the word of God.
이 말씀은 하나님의 마음의 일부분입니다.
And the word is a segment of the heart of God.
66권 다 이야기할 수 없잖아요.
You know, we cannot talk about all 66 books of the Bible.
하나님 조금씩 이야기를 하지만
And we talk about it only a little bit at a time.
박옥수 목사가 하는 설교지만
This is a sermon by Pastor Oksu Park.
이건 박옥수 목사의 이야기가 아닙니다.
But this is not the words of Pastor Oksu Park.
하나님의 말씀이
It is the word of God.
하나님의 말씀이 여러분 안에 들어가서
And when the word of God enters you,
변치 않는 사람은 아무도 없어.
And there is no one who will not change when the word of God enters them.
아멘.
Amen.
아멘.
Amen.
우리 교회에
at our church
목사 한 사람이 있습니다.
There is one pastor.
이 사람은 살인수였어요.
And he was a murderer.
첫 재판에서 사형 언도를
And in the first trial, he received the death penalty.
어머니가 막 밤 불철 주냐 사람들 찾아서 진정서 쓰고 도와달라고 해요.
And his mother went to the court. She wrote statements. She asked for help.
많은 사람이 법정에다가 서류를 넣었어요.
And many people submitted the documents to the court.
사형만은 면하게 달라.
And they let him not get the death penalty. They begged.
그래서 이제 무기징역이 됐어요.
And so he got life sentence.
17년 동안 교도소.
And he was in prison for 17 years.
교도소에서 너무 문제를 많이.
And he caused so many problems in prison.
한 번은 교도소에서.
One time in prison.
보일러실에 불을 뗐어요.
He was working in the boiler room.
근데 이제 장작 불을 뗀.
And burning firewood.
하나 세
And so with a big metal rod. He was pushing in the wood.
장작 밀었다 생각 하나 들어.
And then while he was pushing the wood, he thought.
쇠꼬지의 끝을 밝게 달고.
He made the tip of the metal rod red in the fire.
그래 그 시멘트 벽 구멍에다 집어넣었어.
And put it into a hole in the cement wall.
굽혔다 폈다 굽혔다.
He bent it this way, bent it that way, bent it this way, bent it that way.
10cm가 떨어졌어.
And 10 centimeters broke off.
얼른 땅을 파고 묻었어.
And he dug the ground and buried it.
아무도 안 봤어.
Nobody saw it.
그 다음 날부터.
The next day.
불대로 와서
he came to work on the fire
아무도 없을 때마다
and when nobody's there
그네 칼을
he would pull it out and make it into a knife
한 달 동안 칼을 만
and he worked on it for a month to make it into a knife
칼이었어.
it became a sharp knife
주머니에 넣었어요
he put it in his pocket
교도 복도를 가는데
and there was a prison guard walking the hallway
자기가 제일 미워하는 교도관에 갔어요
there was a prison guard he hated the most
목을 끌어안았어
and he grabbed him by the neck
목에다 칼을 댔어요
and put the knife on his neck
이야기했어요
and he said to him
나는 말이야
you know what
이 세상이 너무 싫어.
I hate this world.
한편은 교도 살아야 돼.
I have to live my whole life in prison.
그래서 다음 세상으로 가고.
So I want to go to the next world.
거기 가면 여기보다 좋을 것 같아.
I think that place is better than here.
혼자 가기 심심한데.
But I don't want to go by myself.
같이 가자. 그래서.
So come with me.
대박.
And the guy was trembling in fear.
빈 방에 갖다 집어넣었어.
And put him into an empty, went into an empty room.
그걸 앉혀놓고.
And made him kneel.
안으로 물 가져.
And locked the door from the inside.
교도소장 오라 그래.
Bring me the warden.
법무부 장관 오라 그래.
Bring me the minister of justice.
살려줄게.
You know, I'll, then I'll let him live.
교도관 납치를 네 번이나 했어.
And so he took prison guards hostage four times.
너 어떻게 하냐고 이렇게.
I asked him, how do you do that?
하려고 하면 다 방법.
He says, if you want to, there's always a way. There's always a way, he said.
교도소 그 교단 반대 죽을 수밖에.
And that prison guard, that he had no choice but to die.
밤새.
And so all the guards got together and had a meeting all night long.
어떻게냐면,
and what they did was,
새벽에,
early in the morning,
큰 전봇대,
they got a big electric pole.
사람 맨이,
and 30 people put it on their shoulders.
벽을,
they ran and rammed it against the wall.
벽이 무너졌어요.
The wall collapsed.
벽에 두 사람이 깔려가지고,
and the two persons were squashed under the wall.
다치긴 했지만 살았어요.
And they got hurt, but they survived.
아무도 간섭 안 해요.
And nobody ever got in his way.
아, 남자야.
Me, I'm a man.
난 한 번 죽지 두 번 안 죽어.
You know, you live life only once, not twice.
나 죽으면 그만이야.
And if I die, then that's it.
난 사는 거나 죽는 거나 별 차이 없어.
You know, whether I live or die, there's no difference.
나 진짜 죽고 싶어.
Yeah, I just wanna die.
죽으면 이런 고생 안 하잖아.
When I die, I don't have to suffer like this.
덤비려면 덤벼.
You know, come at me, come on.
아무도 안 돼.
And no one could handle him. And he caused so many problems in the prison. They called a pastor who was kind of old. And they said, make him your adopted son. So from then on,
보내주고,
that pastor would send them money,
넣어주고,
send them underwear,
주고,
and buy him food.
착해졌어요.
And he became more kind.
그 목사님이,
and one day that pastor, he came and said,
야, 기성아,
hey, 기성.
왜?
Yes?
내 말 잘 들어.
Listen carefully.
우리 교도소에 이단 괴수가 하나 있어.
You know, there is this cult monster in this prison.
누구냐면 박옥수 목사.
He's from the Oksu Park sect.
사람들이 저를 이단이라 그래.
You know, people call me cult.
왜 이단이라 그러냐면
why they call me cult?
자기는 죄인이라 하고.
Because they say that they're sinners.
우리 의인이라 한다.
And I say we're righteous.
성경에서 의인이라 하는데.
The Bible says we're righteous.
하나님 어렵다 하는.
God says he justified us.
자기는 죄인이 오르니까.
And they say that they're sinners.
그런 애들 많아.
And this happens often.
근데 전혀 모르고 그 사람들 성경 모르고 그래.
And but people they say that because they don't know the Bible.
그들은 다 마음 바뀌어.
And then their hearts all change.
한 번은
one time
우리 교회 형제 어머니가 있어.
And there was this brother from my church.
나이가 아주 많은데.
And he's very that brother's mother. She's very old.
엄마한테 이 죄 사함의 복음을 아무도 안 듣는 거예요.
And the brother wants to share the gospel of forgiveness of sins, but she doesn't want to listen.
그래서 아들이 하다 안 돼가지고.
And so the son tried this and that.
어머니 밤 산에 바람 쐬러 갈 거예요.
And he told his mom, "Let's go to the mountains. Check out the mountains."
우리 그 수양관에 캠프하는데.
And we're having a camp at our retreat center.
그 데리고 왔어요.
He brought his mother.
엄마는 바람 쐬러 왔다 보니까.
And the mother thought she was just coming to see the mountains.
사람들이 왔다도 수양이 하는 거예요.
And we're having a retreat. A lot of people.
화가 났어요.
She got angry.
꽝을 질렀어요.
And she yelled.
아들이 말했어요.
And the son said,
엄마 여기까지 왔는데 박 목사님 만나보시죠.
Mom, you came this far. Why don't you meet Pastor Park?
그 할머니가
this elderly woman
전혀 때 공부도 되게 똑똑했다.
You know, she used to be really smart, had a nice job.
저하고 만났어요.
And I met with her.
모친 죄인이라 그러시죠?
I said, Ma'am, you say that you're a sinner, right?
그래, 우린 죄인이야.
She said, Yes, we're sinners.
당신 같은 이단은 의인이지.
Only cults like you are righteous.
성경을 모르니까요.
Because she doesn't know the Bible.
성경을 이야기했어요.
And so I told her about the Bible.
이사야 53장 6절을 읽어줬어요.
I read to her Isaiah 53 verse 6.
우리는 다 양 같아서 그리 행하기 각기 제 길로 갔고.
All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his way.
여호와께서 우리 무리의 죄악을 그에게 담당시켜.
And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
그걸 읽어줬어요.
And I read that to him.
읽어보세요. 읽었어요.
I told her to read it, and she read it.
그래도 죄인이에요.
Still, are you a sinner?
죄인이라니까.
I said I'm a sinner.
당신 같은 이단이나 의인이지.
Only cults like you say that you're righteous.
얼마나 무서워.
And it was so funny.
그 다시 한 번 더 읽어봐요.
So I read it to her again. Read it one more time.
다 읽었어요.
And she read it again.
그래도 죄인이에요.
Still, are you a sinner?
죄인이야.
I am a sinner.
한 번 더 읽어봐요.
Read it one more time.
세 번 읽었어요.
And she read it the third time.
그래도 죄인이에요.
Still, are you a sinner?
죄인이라니까.
I said I'm a sinner.
왜 성경을 안 믿어?
I asked her, why don't you believe the Bible?
내가 왜 안 믿? 당신들이 안 믿지.
What do you mean I don't believe? You're the one who doesn't believe.
당당해요.
And she was so confident.
성경을 뭘 믿는데요?
And what of the Bible do you believe?
66권 난 다 믿어.
I believe all 66 books.
얘기했어요.
And that's what she said.
거기 뭐라고 쓰인 좀 읽어봐요.
I told her, read what it says. What does it say?
다시 읽었어요.
And she read it again.
깜짝 놀랐어요.
She was shocked.
여호와께서 우리 무리자 다 예수님께 넘겼습니다.
The Lord hath laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all.
죄가 없잖아, 그죠?
Ah, we have no sins.
맞아요.
Right?
그도 죄인이에요.
Still, are you a sinner?
이야기를 못했어.
And she couldn't say anything.
성경 좀 보세요. 성경이 뭐라고 하나?
Read the Bible. What does the Bible say?
그나 할머니가 죄 사함을 받.
That day, the elderly lady received the forgiveness of sins.
한번 제가 대전에 갔는데.
And once I went to Daejeon.
그 며느리를 만났어요.
And I met her daughter-in-law.
모친 잘 계시냐?
How's your mother-in-law doing?
네, 잘 계시.
Oh, she's doing well.
나이가 원래 88세.
And she's 88 years old this year.
밖에 나가지 못한.
She can't really go outside.
전화로 그 가까운 사람 불러놓고.
And I called the phone to someone close to her.
죄인이란 건 틀려.
And she tells them it's wrong that you're a sinner.
성경에서 우리 죄가 사해졌다고 돼.
The Bible says that our sins are forgiven.
깨끗했다고 돼 있는데.
The Bible says that we are righteous.
예수 우리 죄를 십자가에 못 박혀 죽어서 죄를 씻었는데.
You know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins and washed away our sins.
죄인이란 말은 예수 실패했다는 이야기.
To say that you're a sinner means that Jesus failed.
매일 그 이야기.
And she preaches that every day.
이야기해본 금방.
And you can learn it quickly if you talk about it.
사람들이
But people,
그렇게 마음이 바뀌어지.
This is how people's hearts change.
사람들이 말씀을 들으면서
As people listen to the word,
사람이 달라지는 거예요.
People change.
정말 나 같은 죄인이
A sinner like me.
가늠한 여자 온 세상이 죄인인 거 알아요.
The woman committed adultery. Everybody knows that she's a sinner.
자기도 죄인이에요.
And she herself thinks she's a
근데
sinner.
근데 예수님은 그렇게 말하죠.
But Jesus does not say so.
예수 죄인이라고 하지 않습니까?
Jesus did not call her a sinner.
나 너 정죄하지 않는다.
I do not condemn you.
네 죄 해결됐어.
Your sins are taken care of.
내가 네 죄를 가져왔어.
I took away your sins.
넌 죄인이 아니야.
You are not a sinner.
의로워.
You are righteous.
지난 4월 1일 날 부활할 줄이.
Last April 1st with the Easter.
제가 한국 부활절 기념행 집회하면서
In Korea as we had the Easter service.
로마 4장 25절 말씀을
I talked about Romans chapter 4 verse 25.
예수는 우리의 범죄함을 위하여 내어줍니다.
Jesus was delivered for our offenses.
우리의 의롭다 하심을 위하여 다시 살아나십니다.
And he was raised again for our justification.
그 성경에 말하기를
The Bible says
예수님 왜 부활했냐면
Why did Jesus resurrect?
우리 죄를 사했고 의롭게 되었다는 걸 증거 부활을 위해서 살.
He rose again to testify that our sins were forgiven and that we are justified.
손에 못 자국 봐라.
Look at the nail marks on my hand.
옆구리 창 자국 봐라.
Look at the spear mark on my side.
이발 가시관 자국 봐라.
Look at the thorn marks on my head.
너의 죄를 내가 이렇게 대신 받았다.
I was punished like this for your sins.
너 이 죄를 대신 받았음으로.
I received the sins instead of you.
너의 죄를 십자에서 끝을 냈다.
And I ended your sins at the cross.
이상 더 죄인이 아니야.
You are not a sinner anymore.
영원히 깨끗하게 씻었어.
You have been cleansed forever clean.
이 말씀 받아들이면
If you accept this word,
행복해.
You become happy.
이 말씀 안 받아들이면
If you don't accept this word,
이단이.
You're a heretic.
성경 역사를 보면
If you look at the history of the Bible,
이단이 이단이라고 얘기한 것보다도
No, rather than heretics saying that they're heretics,
참단 참된 진리를 이단들이 이단이라고 합니다.
And it's the heretics who call the truth heresy.
예수님 당시에도
Even at the time of Jesus,
베드로 이단이고
Peter was a heretic.
바울 이단이고
Paul was a heretic.
예수 나사렛 이단의 계수.
And then he was the head of the heresy of the Jesus of Nazareth.
그런 이야기도 하는 거 하나도 전 섭섭하지.
And so I don't feel bad being called that at all.
참된 하나님의 종 가지고 그날 거짓 교회에서 참된 하나님의 종 이단을 안 한 데가 없어요.
No time did they ever the false churches not call the true church a cult.
그 이야기 듣고
Hearing that,
두려워하는 사람.
People are afraid.
구원 못 받아요.
They don't get saved.
근데 정말 너무 감사한 것.
But I'm very thankful because
분명히 예수님께 나를 보고 의롭다고 하셨어요.
Surely Jesus has called me righteous.
저는 그 말씀을 믿는 거예요.
And that's the word that I believe.
주님이 의롭다면 의로운 거지.
If the Lord says you're righteous, you're righteous.
주님이 의롭다 하신 아닙니다. 난 죄인입니다.
The Lord says you're righteous. No, I'm a sinner.
자기가 예수님 더 잘났다는 얘기죠.
You're saying you're better than Jesus.
말도 안 되는 이야기.
Nonsense.
사람들이 그 말씀을 받아.
People when they accept the word,
바로 예수님의 마음입니다.
Then that is the heart of Jesus.
하나님의 말씀은 살았고 운동력이 있어서.
And the word of God, it is alive and it is powerful.
하나님의 의롭다 하신 그 말씀을 마음에 받아들이면.
And when you accept the word of God that says, "Oh, you're righteous into your heart."
그때부터 내 속에는 사탄이 일하는 게 아니라.
From then on, it's no longer Satan working in you.
하나님의 마음이.
But the heart of God.
하나님의 성령이.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
하나님의 그 정말 마음이 우리를 이끌어가기 때문에.
But the heart of God is what's leading you.
우리는 더 이상 더 옛날 사람이 아닙니다.
Then we are no longer our old selves.
주 예수 내 마음에 들어와 계신 후 변하여 새 사람 되고
After the Lord Jesus entered my heart, I've changed and become a whole new person.
머리털보다도 더 많던 내 죄가 눈보다 더 희어졌네.
My sins, which were more many than the hairs of my head, became whiter than the snow.
한국 기독교 두 가지 종류가 있습니다.
In Korean Christianity, there's two types.
예수를 믿고 죄에서 벗어나서 거룩함을 입은 성도들.
There are people who believe Jesus became freed from sin and became holy.
10년, 20년, 30년, 40년도 죄인으로 남아 있는 사람.
And there are people who go to church for 10, 20, 30, 40 years yet remain sinners.
생각만 해도
And even if you don't think about it
뭐 죄인이 잘났다고 그래요
And what's so great about being a sinner
그쵸
Right?
죄인이면서
No, you're a sinner
우리는 죄인이 아닙니다
We are not sinners
왜?
Why?
예수님이 아니라 그랬습니다
Because Jesus says that we're not
내가 너 죄를 다시 기억지 않는다 그랬어
Jesus says I remember your sins no more
너무 좋은 거예요
It's wonderful
예수님께서
Jesus
가늠한 여자에게서
To the woman taken in adultery
분명히 가늠했는데
Surely she committed adultery
분명히 죄를 지었는데
Surely she committed sin
분명히 악을 행했는데
Surely she's done evil
예수님은 나는 너를 정죄하지 않는다
Jesus says neither do I condemn thee
로마서 4장에서
In Romans chapter 4
일을 아니할지라도
To him that worketh not
경건치 아니한 자를
But the ungodly
의롭다 하시는 일을 믿는 자.
But believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly.
너무 신기하죠?
Amazing, isn't it?
왜 신기합니까?
Why is that amazing?
분명히 이건 물인데.
Surely this is water.
예수님 포도주라고.
But Jesus says it's wine.
그걸 믿어야 돼.
That's what you have to believe.
예수님 말씀을 알겠어요?
The word of Jesus. Do you understand?
아닙니다. 이건 물이에요.
No, this is water.
예수님 마치 똑똑하다니.
That means you're smarter than Jesus.
예수님 포도주라면 물이든지 포도주예요.
If Jesus says it's wine, whether it's water or wine, it's wine.
맞아요.
Right?
암만 내가 물을 부었는데.
No matter how much water you poured in.
예수님 포도주라면 포도주가.
If Jesus says it's wine, then it is wine.
똑같은 이야기예요.
And it's the same thing.
암만 죄를 지었는데.
No matter how much sin you've committed.
예수님 의롭다면 의롭네.
If Jesus says you're righteous, you are righteous.
아멘.
Amen.
예수님 의롭다.
Jesus made us righteous.
예수는 우리 범죄함을 위하여 내어줌이 되고.
Jesus was delivered for our offenses.
또한 우리를 의롭다 하심을 위하여 다시 살아나셨습니다.
And he raised again for our justification.
예수님 왜 부활했다고요?
Why did Jesus resurrect?
우리를 의롭다.
For our justification.
말씀이 너무너무 신기한 것은
The amazing thing about the word.
전 지난 50몇 년 동안 살면서
As I've lived for the last 50 some years.
많은 사람에게 이 말씀을 전했어요.
I shared these words to many people.
이 말씀을 마음에 받아들이면
And if you accept this word into your heart
변합니다.
You change.
달라집니다.
You change.
새로워집니다.
And become new.
근데 자기 똑똑한 사람은
But people who think that I'm so smart
아니야.
No.
누가 뭐래 이건 물이야.
And no matter what anybody says this is water.
물을 갖다 부었어.
You know we poured in water.
하나님이 포도주라는
God saying it's wine.
예수님부터 똑똑하니까.
Then I'm smarter than Jesus.
망해야 돼요.
So you have to fail then.
맞죠?
Right?
우리는 암만 내가 똑똑해도.
No matter how smart you are.
예수님 말이 맞아요.
What Jesus says is right.
저 죄인 맞아요.
It's right that I'm a sinner.
죄를 지었어요.
I committed sins.
많이 지었어요.
I committed many sins.
거짓말 수없이 많이 하고.
I saw so many lies.
참 많이 했어요.
So much theft.
누가 뭐라 죄인이야.
No matter what, I'm a sinner.
예수님이 의롭다 하니까.
But if Jesus says you're righteous.
내 죄인이 다 죽어버리고 의인이 돼.
Then you're not a sinner. I am righteous.
맞습니까?
Is that right?
이게 성경이 하는 이야기.
That is what the Bible is saying.
사실 내 생각을 믿는 게 아니야.
So will you believe your thoughts?
내가 뭐 어떠하든지 간에.
But no matter what it looks like in your eyes.
아무리 비가 안 와도.
No matter how much it's not raining.
하는 비 오신다 비 온다 하시면 비 온다.
If God says it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
우리는 우리의 지식을 믿는 사람이 아니야.
No, we are not people who believe in our own knowledge.
우리 지식보다.
Rather than our own knowledge.
Rather than 우리 무엇보다.
Rather than anything.
예수님 말씀을 더 믿습니다.
We believe the words of Jesus more than anything.
내가 아무리 죄인이라도.
No matter how much I think I'm a sinner.
예수님이 의인이라면 의인.
If Jesus says I'm righteous, I am righteous.
내가 암만 부족해도.
No matter how many shortcomings I have.
예수님 온전해도 온전한.
If Jesus says I'm perfect, I'm perfect.
그렇게 하는 사람이 예수님을 믿는.
A person who does that is the one who believes in Jesus.
아니야, 난 죄인이야.
No, I'm a sinner.
예수님이 그렇게 하지만 난 죄인이야.
Jesus does that, yeah, but still I'm a sinner.
예수 안 믿고 자기 믿는 사람.
That's a person who believes in himself, not Jesus.
또한 우리 자신을 믿고
For a long time we had believed ourselves.
이제 우리는 예수님을 믿습니다.
But now we believe Jesus.
아멘.
Amen.
그러면 여러분 새 사람이고
Then everyone you're a new person.
여러분이 달라지기 시작.
You begin to change.
난 수많은 사람들이 변하는 걸 봤어.
And I've seen many many people changing.
그걸 다 말로 할 수 없어.
And I cannot say it all in words.
병에서 살아나고.
They came alive from disease.
아멘. 이런 그런 기적적인 것.
They came alive from cancer. I saw those miracles many times.
다만 그가 자기 생각을 버리고.
It's just that when they throw their thoughts away.
하나님 말씀을 받아들였어.
And accepted the word of God.
그가 누구든지.
Then no matter who he is, he changes.
그래서 누구든지 그리스도 안에 있으면.
And so no matter who you are, if you're inside of Christ, he is a new creature.
이전 것이 지나가서 보라 새 것이 되.
Behold, all things have passed. Everything has become new.
예수님으로만 새 사람이 됐습니다.
And through Jesus, I became a new person.
옛날 우리가.
We are no longer our old selves.
우리 마음을 예수님 마음으로 바꿨습니다.
And we changed our heart to the heart of Jesus.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지.
Our holy Father God.
가늠한 여자를 돌로 치워왔던 사람들.
The people who were under the stone, the woman taking the act of adultery.
예수님 말씀 그 마음에 들어들이 변했습니다.
They changed when the words of Jesus entered them.
가늠한 여자도 예수님 말씀 듣고
and the woman taking adultery heard the word of Jesus
전혀 다른 사람 변했습니다.
And changed to a whole new person.
우리도 우리가 이해하는 범위가 믿는 게 아니고
we too instead of believing in the scope of what we know, but because Jesus is almighty
우리가 이해가 안 가도
even though we don't understand
예수님 말씀이 옳습니다.
The words of Jesus are right.
믿습니다.
We believe.
성경을 통해서
through the Bible
우리의 모든 죄가 눈처럼 희어졌다고 하신 주님 감사합니다.
Lord who says our sins are washed as white as snow, we thank you.
가늠한 여자 정죄하지 않는다는 예수님 감사합니다.
Jesus who does not condemn the woman taking an adultery we
우리도 그런 죄인들이었는데
we were such sinners
주님 정죄하지 않을 줄 믿습니다.
But Lord we believe that you do not condemn
주의
us
주의 이름을 찬양합니다.
Lord we praise your name
오늘 자리에 모인 우리 모두에게
to all of us are gathered here
성령으로 충만케 하게 하시고
let us be overfilled with the Holy Spirit
우리 생각 버리고
let us throw our thoughts
예수님
away
예수님 말씀이 그 안에 살아서
and let the word of Jesus be alive in us
역사하시게 되기를 빕니다.
And we ask that it will work inside
감사합니다.
of us we thank you
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도드립니다.
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray
아멘
아멘